Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and I'm joined by John Terzian. He's a co-founder of the H-Wood Group. So happy you're here. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
having me.
Absolutely. So did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think I would say I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to create. My whole life, I was an artist. Like, this is my way of that, basically. An entrepreneur is very similar to being an artist in a lot of ways. For the business world.
What would you say is the main way that you are creative in your business?
Well, for me specifically, I own and operate bars, restaurants, clubs. I have an events division. Each day I get to, or each venue, I get to basically create an artwork to me, which is really key. And then every day I'm being creative with what we're doing and programming and kind of ideas and anything I can dream up in my business I can do, which is rare to be able to say. And in my opinion, it's what everyone should be able to do. I'm a big believer in entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I went to school for it, really. USC has an entrepreneur program.
But then you ended up going to law school.
I did.
Curveball.
Yeah, that was rough years.
And then I love how you told me off camera that you were kind of forced into entrepreneurship, which it has a happy ending, but I'm sure at the time it felt like, what the heck? I just went to law school and you couldn't get a job, right?
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. I had to move home with my parents, which is not cool.
Not cool at the time, not worked out.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of entrepreneurs have a similar underlying story, which is usually good to hear. But yeah, that's there's a lot of setbacks and there's a lot of things, but yeah, I couldn't get a job. I interned. I'm a very hard worker. I've always had that work ethic. Mm-hmm. So I interned for free throughout college and law school at two different places, entertainment world and sports.
Okay.
And I could not get a job after law school, like just period. I went on all these trials. And so I ended up working for a friend who became a very big DJ, DJ AM. That was like my first shot, and I traveled the world with him. Basically as an assistant, as a kind of everything to him, and launched into what I'm doing now.
So how did you get into specifically hospitality and restaurants, bars, clubs?
So when I was at USC, I walked onto the football team, which is odd. I was like fifth string, so I don't think I would ever play. But what they found that I was good at was recruiting. And so I would take out players. So what I started to do was rent out like restaurants or anything in town and throw a party and have recruits come and have basically I was from Los Angeles. So it was good that I combined all these worlds and I created a business out of it in college. And that became a kind of a big thing. And it was a promotions events company that I lasted all throughout college and law school.
So that was your first company.
And to this day, a lot of the skills that I started with that is what I do today, because it's at the end of the day, it's bringing people together.
And relationship building is huge in what you do and really most industries. What do you think is the key to building strong relationships?
I think the key to the strong relationships is probably that trust factor. It's that loyalty factor. I have a group of people all in different businesses, but we all work together basically. And, you know, they know that what I say I'm going to do. If I have a handshake, if I have a just a phone call. They don't need to get into anything more. And that's taken a decade to build that trust yeah. relationship. And I don't think that it's the emphasis is on that enough with classes and stuff, because at the end of the day, that's every business is that it's every business has their own world, basically, mm-hmm. where you're interacting with people, and you need that. You can't buy back reputation, period.
Right. And you probably work with the same people over and over again. So you want to keep that trust.
But you find in every industry that the same thing goes on.
Right.
They stay with the same people they trust. So you should have that background. You should have yeah. that reputation. And the more people are like that, the broader your world is, basically, that you can kind of work with.
How else do you build reputation?
Just experience and just track record.
Yeah.
And actually believing in it, you know, it helps that it's not like some forced fake thing for me or,
yeah.
you know,
just being a good person and being reliable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if someone does something that hurts their reputation or has a conflict, maybe it's, you know, good intentions, how do you build your reputation back up?
You mean how does the person that's hurt their own reputation?
Yeah.
I think you have to almost have to work double.
Yeah.
I think you almost have to go overboard.
Go above and beyond.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
You have to really prove it.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by John Terzian. He's the co-founder of the H. Wood Group. So, do you have any tips or tricks for staying innovative, since that's such a big part of what you're doing?
That's a really big aspect of what I do is mm-hmm. staying innovative. I think for me, I think it's different for everyone. I like to see everything. So I make it a point to, I'll just go to a crowded area and just watch people interact. And because I'm looking and seeing what new and different people, especially new younger generations, I watch and see what they're doing, what they're listening to, what they're wearing, you know, who's the new artist coming up and who's, I really watch art and fashion.
Staying on top of trends.
You kind of have to really keep that. And then you got to really go with your gut on things.
Yeah. So what would you say is a typical day like in your world?
Varies every day, which is probably fun. But I'm up by like 7 a.m. I sleep very little, probably 4 or 5 hours.
Wow. Are you exhausted all the time?
No, I think I'm immune to it at this point.
Oh, wow.
I think one day I'm going to go to sleep and sleep for like a week or something. But yeah, I'm used to it. But yeah, I'm up by 7 a.m. I usually get the bulk of my emails done in the morning. I work on our new projects. We're opening 7 new places right now in the upcoming year, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I usually visit whatever construction we have going on and go over that. And then we have meetings all day for staff or whatever events that we have coming up. And then I usually take an hour or two off between like 6 and around 5 or 6. And then I start with one of the places and I have a car and go to all of them that I have in LA.
Oh my goodness. Are you a hard worker?
Oh yeah. You have to be though in hospitality. The day you're not in and around, touching your venues is the day you shouldn't be in the business.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a tip for working smarter versus always harder?
I still need to learn that, I think.
Yeah, you should watch some of our videos.
I know. No, you know, it's a key thing that you learn as you grow. The hard part for me I'm getting better at it, but is finding the right people to delegate to or to be your version or whatever it is. And now we do. We have a great team so far, and that's the key, is building that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's working smarter.
Yeah. So how would you describe your management style?
My management style is I'm very tough to crack. So it takes a while to prove the trust and reputation and that you have the same, you don't need to have the exact same work ethic to me, but you have to have the same mindset.
And
the same core values. For the hospitality world, the mindset to me is the customer or our client is king. I mean, they win all, no matter what. If you are in my restaurant and you ask me to go get a new tire for your car, I'm going to have it within 20 minutes.
All right, next time I need a new tire, I know where to go.
That is, my opinion is where we're in the service concierge business more than we are mm-hmm. in the food and beverage business.
Right.
So that's key to me. And then aesthetics are very important to me. So everything needs to be in place. Everything needs to look right. And I need you to have that mindset.
And so you speak to USC students sometimes, mm-hmm. you're an alum,
yep.
and you share with them the importance of overcoming failure and persistence. What's the key to that?
Your own mindset, because I mean, any entrepreneur that says they didn't fail is lying or they deserve an award because I don't know. I've failed many failures all the time. Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's the failure that's coming to mind that you really learned from?
From myself?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm to this day, and I always will be scarred for one of my first places on my own, which was a place called The Stork. And it was a restaurant bar, and, you know, all I knew how to do was bring a great crowd. I mean, this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I raised all the money for myself, my family and friends, and we just spent three times the amount on build out. We didn't have the right operations. We didn't know the customer. I mean, everything in the book that you could do, and lost it all. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I always have with me.
Yeah, you learn from and obviously yeah. have grown hugely. That's amazing.
Yeah, you have to learn from.
Cool. So much more I want to ask you. We'll be right back with my guest, John Terzi, and he's the co-founder of the H-Wood Group. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD...
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rate.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and this is John Terzian. He's the co-founder of the H-Wood Group. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So right away, tell us, what is the H-Wood Group?
Well, the H-Wood Group is my company, first of all, that I co-own with Brian Toll, and it's a hospitality company. So we own, manage, and operate several restaurants, nightclubs, bars, and has a events division under it too, so events and branding.
Obviously, really competitive industry.
Very.
What's the key to surviving, let alone thriving?
The key to surviving is relationships. We grew up in Los Angeles, my partners and I. We are born and bred in LA, and our core, everything kind of stems from our people that we grew up with, our friends of friends, mm-hmm. and they are with us for everything. Some of them meet four or five nights a week at our places. Every event they have, we are either catering it or throwing it, or it's at our venue. I mean, it's a very strong kind of little world that we have. And that's grown over the last, 10 years, basically, to expand and be a lot bigger. But it's still something that we'll always, kind of pride ourselves on.
Yeah, and I would imagine being unique is part of it, too. Maybe not the number one part, but part of it.
It is. I have a strong theory on kind of build it, they will come model. Mm-hmm. And that's always been my thing, because I think the way the place looks and feels is of the utmost importance. And a lot of people don't take as much time or effort in that with their places.
And that's one of your favorite parts, right? Because you got in this.
It's my favorite part by far. Yeah.
Because you got in this business because you are creative and you like to create.
Right.
So how do you make the design different, and how do you kind of disrupt the industry style-wise?
Usually stems from an idea or concept that I have, and who knows where it comes from. I mean, some come from, and I've been known to, if someone that works for me comes to me with an idea that I love, I give them, I make it happen, I give them equal ownership to me. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing that we kind of do now. I love it, obviously, but I've done it a couple times. And usually the idea stems from me. I'm obviously, as you can tell from some of the venues, in love with, I believe that should have been born in like the 30s. I love that era of the level of the quality of the building and the place and the service and kind of everything that went with it. And that's, it's very reflected in The Nice Guy and Delilah, which are two of my more recent kind of restaurants.
And you're primarily in Los Angeles, but you're now in Aspen and Dubai as well.
Yep.
How many locations total?
Six.
Uh-huh.
Six right now, and two are out of state, so eight. Yeah. And then we're opening seven new ones right now, so it'll be a lot.
Wow. How do you open that many at one time?
Have a good team. but yeah, we just have a great kind of organized strategy of going through each one, and there's a reason and purpose for each place that we're doing.
Yeah. What are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome as you've grown?
I would say the obstacles are when you're growing, it's hard to keep that. I like keeping that mom and pop shop feel, but you almost can't, because in order to be a really machine running, full functioning, you have to be set up in a very corporate way as well. So the challenge is to keep that feel, but be the right operation.
So how have you done that?
Really instilled that mindset in every person that works there, mm-hmm. and that they shouldn't feel like it's a family, and that it's, you know, every person that enters our office and company is a family, and almost every person that enters our building should be treated like a family. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's the only way to really do it, you know? It's not some secret.
Yeah. So would you say that that's how you would describe your work culture, is very family-like? Or,
yes.
Or what kind of work culture are you trying to create?
Very family-like. I want everyone to feel like they have a say. I want everyone to feel like they own the places with us. It's a very important thing. Really takes a village in our world.
Yeah. And I'm sure that it makes them want to work that much harder, right?
I would hope so. I mean, I would
want
to work.
Is that what you see your employees?
I do, yeah.
Work really hard?
Yeah.
That's great. And then, of course, you have to hire the right employees. So do you have a strategy for hiring the right people?
I do. That was another important thing is for a while I wasn't in, you know, I got back to actually being in the interviews and actually meeting each person, and kind of it's key for me to really see the person in front of my eyes before they're hired and see what type of person they are. And I'm pretty good at spotting it.
So much of it is intangible, you know?
Yeah,
it's not on a resume.
How do
I interact with you?
Yeah, and I don't care about resumes.
Yeah, oh, wow.
At all.
Like, they don't even need to have a background in the hospitality industry?
Well, everyone else I know does. That's a key thing. For me, I really go by the person.
Okay.
I
mean, by the time they've gotten to you, you know that they're qualified.
Sure, but I've pulled people into our industry from other industries, and I've said, you're amazing. Don't take offense to this. You'd be amazing in my industry. Come work here.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for the most part, have loved it.
Awesome. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and today's rock star, John Terzian. He's the co-founder of the H. Wood Group. And we were talking about employees, finding the right ones. So what has been your strategy for getting funding?
So funding is a crazy part of this business. And that is where, you know, I hate to keep going back to it, but that's where your relationships come in, because the person that invests they're investing in you as the person. They're not investing in the idea. There's a dime. Restaurants and bars and clubs are a dime. They're being pitched everything, right?
Right.
So you have to really have that relationships and that core value, basically, or the core ethics behind you. And, you know, that's how I've always been. You know, my first project lost everything. But at the end of the day, I did everything right. You know, I didn't take a salary. I lived at home with my parents. Like, the business wasn't, it failed, you know? And had I done anything wrong, I don't think I'd be able to even be raise another dollar again, you know? But you do. We rebuilt, and I was, through relationships, able to, you know, get some very big backing behind us.
And I'm sure a lot of it was the passion you brought to it.
It is. You know, you put me in a room and let me tell you why or what I want to do, and it'd be hard for you to not invest.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So going back to your first place that did not work out, part of the problem you said was overspending. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I've spent 3 times the amount on the build out that I should have.
Yeah. So how do you make sure that you're spending the correct amount while making sure it's still an amazing place?
Experience.
Yeah.
Very experience. You know, that place turned out to be beautiful, just 3 times more than it should have been. So off the bat, it's a losing effort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have the same team, I have the same designer John Sofio, and who's been everything with me. He builds them and we plan everything out. Obviously nothing ever goes to the plan, but we do pretty close.
Yeah.
You know, each time I would say it's, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks behind or whatever it might be. But for the most part, it's to budget.
Mm-hmm. So fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. My guest, John Terzian, co-founder of the H. Wood Group. And we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. We'll be right back.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Our guest today joining us is Malini Bhatia, and she's the founder and CEO of Marriage.com. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. So happy to be here today.
So Marriage.com, obviously that's something to do with marriage, but tell me about, what does your company do?
So Marriage.com is a website that provides expert advice positive information and trusted resources on marriage. It really is, the first step for anybody who's seeking information or advice on marriage. It's like your confidant, where you can get access to therapists, and it's especially good for people who don't have resources to seek therapy, and for those people who are not ready to speak to their family or friends about issues that they're having in their marriage. So it's a place where you can get advice and information on marriage without really being judged.
Which is, I feel like, a huge opportunity to capitalize on, because I don't remember the most recent statistics I read, though, were in California alone and across the U.S., the average divorce rate is about 50% for first-time marriages, 65% for second-time marriages, and over 75% divorce rate for third-time marriages.
You are absolutely right.
And so you guys are capitalizing on a huge opportunity.
Clearly there is a need in the space. Absolutely.
So what do you feel like is some of the underlying causes behind why marriages are failing? I feel like there's a huge thing, but I just wanted to dive into this now up front, and then I want to know what inspired it. But answer that first question for me.
I think lack of commitment. I think impatience. Yeah. You know, it just, you just have to give it time. You have to be committed. You have to keep in mind certain aspects of marriage that really need to be invested in. So I think people need to really give it a shot. And I think that that is it. You need to be invested in your relationship for it to happen, to make it work.
So how do people find marriage.com? Is it something where you guys are doing a lot of paid advertisements? You guys do a lot of social media content marketing? How are people ultimately coming onto the website?
So it's going to be organic search right now. We're focusing.
So you guys are really capitalized on when people are typing in how do I fix my marriage, things like that.
Okay. Yes, we'd like them to find us when they are searching for issues that they're going through in their marriage. Right now we're really focusing on building the content, really trying to get it right for our audience, trying to get them what they need, the kind of advice that they need, connecting them to the experts that are existed out there. So that's really the focus right now. The next step is going to be in terms of having them find us on organically.
Okay, and what inspired you to create this, marriage.com?
So I think it was, I had a deep passion to really support people and provide meaningful value in their lives. That was my inspiration for launching marriage.com. Prior to marriage.com, I was working in my parent company. I was wearing many different hats, from operations to finance, but that was not my thing. My desire was to really do something more meaningful. So there was also that phase in my life where a lot of people in my life were going through difficult times in their marriages, which was either leading them to get a divorce, be separated, or they were just living with each other for the sake of it without being emotionally or physically connected. So, so that really made an impression. And it was that time when we had the opportunity to acquire the domain name marriage.com.
I was going to say marriage.com. You guys cashed in on that. I feel like that was probably bought from day one.
We actually really got lucky. We got the opportunity. It was up for sale. It was an area which I really wanted to be in.
How much did you have to pay for marriage.com? Was it expensive? I feel like domains can go for like $1 million.
It was a very expensive domain and a lot of hard-earned money that went into it. But, there's no looking back. It was clearly something I wanted to really do. And incidentally, marriage.com ran as a wedding website, completely different focus. So we decided...
It's so broad, it's just marriage.
Correct. So because I believed in the fact that there was a need in this area, we decided to completely change the focus from weddings, which is one day in a person's life, to marriage, which is like a lifetime event for somebody. So that's how marriage.com was born. And I think the need and the statistics that you mentioned, as well as my deep desire to help people and provide meaningful value, is what inspired me to launch this company.
Which I think is awesome, because it's truly something that comes up so often in business and just in life in general, right? I think marriage is one of those seasons that a lot of people are, they've either been in, they've been out of, or they're going to be in at some point. And so I feel like you've got something that's truly timeless. And marriage.com should be a domain that you guys keep for a long time. Founder and CEO of marriage.com, Malini Bhatia, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. How are you guys using social media? I feel like social media is something that if you guys have the right strategy, you guys could be drawing just tons of traffic to marriage.com. So how are you guys using social media right now?
So I think social media is an extremely important aspect for marriage.com. Clearly, there are people out there who need help in their marriage, and we have a ton of experts who are ready to give that advice. So I think the whole aspect of connecting the experts with people who need help in their marriages is critical, and I think social media is ideal for such a need.
Yeah. So how are you using it, though? though?
So we're basically, we are using, capitalizing on all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. Do you not run those departments? So you don't know how you guys are capitalizing on like the strategies behind what you're doing in regards to running ads to...
That's an area which does need more work, but we have plans to capitalize them in a way that we are able to reach our audience way better than we're currently doing.
Okay, nice. Because I feel like, yeah, if you guys can capitalize on the social media part
absolutely.
Of marriage.com, how do you guys monetize it, though? Like, that's something that I'm curious to know about.
So like I said, right now, I think the focus is not on the monetization. It's really to create something which is so meaningful and valuable. Eventually, we're going to look at advertising as the monetization strategy. We're still looking to build a lot more traffic to the website. And eventually, we want to, you know, there's so many other forms of monetizing, but I think it would start with advertising.
Awesome. What's been one of the hardest times? I want to talk about adversity for you. What's been one of the hardest times on your journey so far that you feel like was maybe one of those times where it was almost like you're ready to tap out and give up, and but then you persevered, you pushed through, and as a result, you found maybe a gift or a lesson in it?
I think the toughest time or the most challenging time for me was when I started out. The fact that marriage.com was a wedding website. It had a lot of brand equity, a lot of content already out there. The fact that I wanted to just completely scrap out what had already been built for such a long time and take it in a completely new direction was scary.
It already had a relevancy score.
Like it
if I typed it into Alexa.com, I could see its relevancy score,
correct.
Its user rate, its traffic, and things like that.
And there
you
we
guys
were.
Scrapped all of it.
And I was like, this is not the need. You know, I didn't feel like there's a need for another wedding website. I really believed in the fact that a site for marriages is important. And I think that was my biggest challenge, to completely scrap out what was already built and then start everything from, scratch was the biggest challenge.
Yeah. So what are you most excited about for the future of marriage.com? On your journey so far, you've done a lot of different things, but I want to know, what does the future look like for you?
So one thing is we want to do what's going right for us. We've built a lot of content, added over 100 experts on the website. We want to continue doing that. We want to connect the experts with people who need this advice. We want to introduce new platforms like videos. People should be able to get video counseling. And I think eventually I see marriage.com being taken to a more global level. We want to support more languages, and people in remote parts of the world should be able to get access to top therapists around the country or within the world.
So ultimately become like the global brand for marriage advice, where you guys syndicate content on lots of different platforms. People can look to you as the trusted source. And then from there, through joint ventures, host beneficiaries, and affiliate agreements, you guys will structure partnerships with other therapists and experts so that when I come to you, love your content, I've been following for 6 months, and now I'm ready for a therapist or for a coaching program or a retreat.
Absolutely.
And buy that through you guys as the mediator and the facilitator of these agreements.
Absolutely. That is the idea. That is the
idea. Which is great, because I mean, that's really like the best way I feel like for you guys to grow. What's your advice to the aspiring entrepreneur who you once were at one point?
Yes.
Who's struggling in a position that may be similar to what you once were in, and myself as well, where I've got a 9-to-5 job, I've got bills to pay, and my income just allows me to pay my bills. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck, maybe, but maybe I've got just enough money to barely save a couple $1,000s a year. And maybe I've even got a family and mouths to feed and bills to pay and responsibilities, but I really have a passion for business and entrepreneurship. I just don't know when the right time to cut the cord is. What do you say to that person?
I think it's important to face your fears. If you have the fear of just like going ahead, doing it, follow your gut, do it, face your fears. Overcoming your fears isn't easy, but it has to be done when you start a business. I recently, in fact, read a statement from the co-founder of Huffington Post, which said that fearlessness is like a muscle. The more you practice it, the better you become at it. So I think that's what I would say. You know, I faced the fear or the risk that I was facing for marriage.com was really, I wanted to take it in another direction, but there was already this full-fledged business that was around weddings for marriage.com. I scrapped out the whole thing. So I faced that fear. I took the risk, which is so...
You did it.
I did it, and I'm so glad I did. I'm glad I did it because I really believed in it.
And I think that's one of the big keys there, is that your beliefs ultimately will determine how you think, feel, and behave. You have somebody who has limiting beliefs that, you know, constantly make them ask questions like, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if I get rejected? What if this happens?
Correct.
And then you have beliefs that are like, hey, you know, quiet, that little mind in there that's trying to keep me safe in my survival mindset. I'm going to focus on the thriving mindset.
Absolutely.
And that is maybe still a what if question, but it's not what if I fail, what if I get rejected, what if I'm not good enough, but it's what if I succeed?
Absolutely.
What if I go beyond my wildest dreams? What if the right partnership comes into my life when I least expect it?
Mm-hmm.
And you reframe your questions in a positive sense, coming from a thriving mindset versus a surviving mindset.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's probably come from a lot of your spiritual development.
I think that has been a very important part in the way I've started out the business. I was able to face this fear. I was able to do what I believed in and really put in that positive energy, yeah, which I was able to get from my spiritual beliefs, yes.
You were saying pushing through your fears was something that you not only did, but something that you would advise others to do as
Absolutely.
Well. Melanie, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you
happy
so much.
To be here. Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
How would you like to learn the secrets to engaging followers on social media? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. Become an influencer. Business Rockstars is lifting up the kimono and giving you the secrets to social media. And it's free. Join us for our Social Media Startup Bootcamp, a live online event Thursday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com. Learn from rockstar CEOs, including Leonard Kim, who will teach you how to become an influencer, Jennifer Puno, Instagram social media ninja, and SEO and social media guru Austin Hay. The Business Rockstars Social Media Startup Bootcamp. Engage and grow Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn social footprints. Click, like, share the Business Rockstars Social Media Startup Bootcamp live Thursday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up now. That's businessrockstars.com.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you're going to eat it, you should enter it in a food diary.
It can be as simple as just writing down when you eat and what you eat, but really a more complete food diary would also include the serving size, the amount of calories.
And Dr. Karen Grothy says you'll probably be surprised by your calorie tally.
We tend to underestimate what we eat by about 50% if we're not actually measuring and writing it down.
A food diary can find that extra 50% and reveal patterns that create extra pounds.
Maybe I'm not getting a lot of calories earlier in the day and they're really loaded to the end of the day. Maybe I'm getting a lot of calories in the evening or after dinner time.
You can start with a simple food log with just pen and paper, or go higher tech with a new app. Either way, Dr. Grothy says to try to make your diary entries as close to your meals as possible.
Minimum of 3 days a week if you're trying to lose weight.
And every so often after you've reached your goal. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You shouldn't have
How
to choose
old are
a random
you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Scale your company globally. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us to answer that question is Rod Drury. He's the CEO and founder of Zero. Rod, it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Hey, Matt.
So I know that you're an expert at doing this. Your company is doing billions. Tell us, how can we scale our company globally?
Yeah, sure. So as Zero is in the small business market, we provide online accounting for small business. Our last public number was about 700,000 small businesses spread across 180 different countries. And we processed about $1 trillion of financial data last year. We've raised about $400 million in total. We're about 250 annualized run rate at the moment. And we operate about 1,500 people across four main countries. So we've been really thinking about how do we make life better for millions of small business owners. First thing that we needed to really scale was the capital. So we're kind of interesting in that we almost went public like from day one. We listed in our first year. And the big thing that allowed us to grow was we saw the technology change of the cloud. And what the cloud did was fundamentally change the distribution cost of getting software to small businesses. And we thought there would be a new global platform which connected small businesses together and allowed them to do their books. So that's a bit of background about Zero, and you know, we've really focused on how to scale all over the world for the last 10 years.
That's fantastic. So you've obviously done this yourself. You've scaled globally, and you've helped businesses all over different countries around the globe. So for the majority of our audience, I'm an extension of them. They're entrepreneurs, they're aspiring entrepreneurs, and they themselves have not gotten remotely close to the level of success that you've been able to create for your company. And so let's break it down to the beginning entrepreneur who's maybe in their first few years. How can they start to first scale their company and then scale their company globally? Do you have some practical steps?
Yeah, sure. So I've always thought of entrepreneurship as a series of baby steps. With each business you do, you're creating more people in your network. You have more of your own capital. You're getting better experience. You're sort of forming teams. So I don't think you have to try to smack it out of the park in your first deal. I think what's exciting about entrepreneurship is you create these businesses, and it's the businesses and the longevity or the value that you create inside that business, which really is the goal. That may lead to a trade sale for your first few deals. Some of them may not be successful, but you're still building that experience. So I think the first thing is treating entrepreneurship as a series of steps. I think the next thing is really spotting the big trends. It's always much easier to swim with the tide. So in our space, we saw, if you think about market size, consumer was the biggest market in the world. No one really likes paying for things. A lot of technology was at the other end in the enterprise part of the market. But we saw small business as probably the biggest market after consumer, but probably the biggest monetizable opportunity on the web. And as I said before, the technology change which allowed us to access that market was the cloud, which meant the distribution costs completely changed. So that was important. And then ensuring you have the right capital to execute your plan. And again, I don't think you have the right to do that right at the very beginning. And at the very beginning, it is, you know, you go through the angel investment processes, you get funded, you show people a great experience, and that allows you to do more and more.
CEO and founder of Xero, Rod Drew, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. My question for you, Rod, is whether it's just building a business in general or whether it has to do with scaling it or scaling it globally, I think one of the very important key factors for a business to focus on is how they're going to differentiate themselves in the marketplace. So do you have some keys that people can take away about how to make sure they differentiate themselves, their business, their brand, and their products?
Yeah, so we've baked some of the differentiation right into our core values. Certainly in the small business market, one of our big observations was the traditional incumbents speak to small businesses as if they're scaled down corporates, where actually they're very personal businesses. They're real people doing real things. So we changed their language to be very, very human. And even just the brand, the way that we talk to them, acknowledging the reality that, you know, we're all trying to be good parents while juggling doing a business and doing calls while you've got kids in the corner trying to, you know, hoping that they won't make too much noise. And by actually being very, very real and very, very human, really cut through quite a lot of the way that, you know, traditional corporates had spoken to large business. And I think new people coming in naturally get that social benefit of being very human and very, very real. So I think you can totally differentiate even in these massive opportunities by being very, very human and letting your personality come out, not trying to pretend to be this big corporate, but actually being very, very honest, because people see that through all of the social channels that they'll check you out on.
Rod, what do you think is maybe one of the most important things when it comes to scaling as we wrap up? Just in a nutshell, what's one of the most important things that people need to absolutely know when it comes to scaling?
It's all about people. And you know, you have to get into the sort of the servant leadership model. You know, when you see cultural differences that cross different countries, if you're at the central head office, you need to be able to put the best people you can in each country. And to do that is not a command and control type structure. You need to be, I find that my responsibility is making sure the business has the resources. I've got to make sure that we get the best people we can at the stage we are in each of our markets, and then it's about how do you get the resources to those smart people, empower them, because you're hiring smart people to be smart. So being very clear about what the vision and the mission is of the company, ensuring that everyone's contributed to and buy into that, and then as a servant leader, you make sure that your great people that you've hired have all the resources to be successful. So the sort of things you want to be saying in meetings is, how can I help you? What's blocking you? What homework are you giving me? And by starting with that type of attitude where you're empowering others, ensuring they have the resources, they can just get on, because you want to scale these businesses all in parallel all over the world. So I think getting to that type of model is a real key difference.
I 100% agree with you, Rod, and I really appreciate you for coming on the show and sharing that amazing information with us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 333.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.